Well, a warm welcome to this video. Now, a few days ago, just before Christmas, we put up a video which compared the different emphasis between the World Health Organization and the situation on the ground in our Uganda community health project. But unfortunately, YouTube age restricted that video, and that meant you had to be logged in to watch it, so a lot of people didn't get to see it. So this is the edited version, which you can watch whether you're logged in or not. Thanks for watching. Now, we're going to be looking a little bit about the World Health Organization's approach to COVID vaccination in this video. They still are going for 70% of the world's population that they want vaccinated. And we'll be comparing this with the situation in Africa, looking at the situation on the ground and see how consistent they are. Of course, we won't be saying the WHO are wrong in any way. So we'll start off by quoting directly from their site. This is the first site I want to look at here, their COVAX site from the World Health Organization. Now, as of the 21st of December 2020. So that says the 12th. It's the wrong way around. It should be the 21st. This is what I looked at today. Everyone everywhere should have access to COVID vaccines, that they are saying. WHO is determined to maintain the momentum for increasing access to COVID vaccines, is what they are saying. And we'll continue to support countries in accelerating vaccine delivery. And the rationale here, the reason they're giving for this, is to save lives and prevent people becoming seriously ill. So that is what the World Health Organization are still saying. And then if we look at the WHO other site here, the COVID vaccine site, and we find out that this is indeed still their aim. Countries should continue to work towards vaccinating at least 70% of their populations. So WHO still wants to vaccinate 70% of the world's population. And they have a vaccine equity site, a vaccine equality site, so vaccine equity. And again, I'm taking all this from the WHO. I'm not disagreeing with them. They're reiterating their 70% goal. So what are they saying here? This represents a serious threat to fragile economies. So they're saying vaccine inequity, the lack of vaccine in poor countries represents a serious threat to fragile economy. Economic recovery is what they are saying, including due to the risk of new variants creating large waves of serious disease. Well, I thought that the new waves were getting less pathogenic, but this is the World Health Organization. So we can't really say at the moment that Omicron is causing less severe disease than Delta. They seem to be worried about more pathogenic strains causing large waves and serious disease. We're not minimizing this disease. People do die, but it's getting less pathogenic as time goes on. I'm actually sure the WHO do know that. And death in populations with low vaccination coverage. So as of the winter solstice in 2022, the WHO are still saying that countries with low vaccination coverage are going to have more deaths. So that's still the position. Now, if we go on to look at the Director General's remarks here from this paper, 14th of December, so it's a week ago now, but he hasn't done another one since. He complains that only one in five in low-income countries has been vaccinated. Access to diagnostic and life-saving treatments and COVID-19 remains unacceptably, affordably unequal. That's true, but he does seem to be wanting to carry on vaccinating everyone. Now, we're getting reports from our community health partners in Uganda, and WFAFA there has done quite a large-scale survey asking doctors and nurses and medical officers around the country, and basically they don't see any COVID anymore. No one's getting vaccinated. They don't see any COVID. They're not getting tested. Clinically, they are not seeing it in the hospitals. They are not seeing people come in with respiratory distress and other complications of COVID. The government aren't even bothered publishing guidelines anymore. The pandemic in large parts of Africa, Uganda and Kenya also, we believe, and we believe most other African countries, but certainly in from the Uganda work, it's over. So I'm not quite sure why we'd want to carry on vaccinating against a disease which is no longer there. We're not saying COVID doesn't exist. Of course it exists. It's a real virus, but it's not a clinical problem in Uganda. So why would we want to increase the vaccination rate from the current, whatever it is now, 20%, up to 70%? Why would we want to vaccinate another 30 million people in Uganda against a disease they're not getting sick from? Because as we'll see in a minute, there are other problems in Uganda that we do want to treat. Now, Director General also mentioned the Horn of Africa with the drought and famine. Couldn't agree more. He also mentioned cholera outbreak in 29 countries. Couldn't agree more. Terrible disease. Haiti had 1,200 confirmed cases, 14,000 suspected, 280 reported deaths. I'm sure it's way more than that. It's a dreadful disease. And now Haiti's received almost 1.2 million doses of oral cholera vaccine. Oral cholera vaccine. Now, in the disease cholera, if people get it, 50% of severe cases die within a few hours because of massive watery diarrhea. It's absolutely massive, liters. Terrible, terrible disease. With good treatment, the mortality goes down to 1%, but of course it's better to treat, to prevent rather than treat. And it is a fecal oral transmission. Now, because it's fecal oral transmission, that means it's a really good idea to immunize the mucosa, the gastrointestinal mucosa. So the mouth, the esophagus, the lining of the stomach, the small bowel, and the large bowel. And this gives us mucosal immunity. There'll be lymphocytes in there. There'll be developing immunity that'll be producing antibodies. And that's the first line of defense. So it's really good to have this mucosal immunity, whether it's respiratory or whether it's, in this case, gastrointestinal. So a really good idea. And the vaccine that's used is oral killed cholera vaccine. Now, this contains 1 milligram of recombinant cholera toxin. So this is the toxin. So it's not the cholera bacteria itself that makes people sick. It's the toxin that it produces that causes much massive inflammation. So this acts as an adjuvant and also vaccinates against the toxin. So people will make antibodies against the toxin. And it also contains four different cholera bacteria as well, Vibrio cholerae. Four different types. But they're all killed. They're all stone cold dead. So the immune system recognizes the molecular structure of the dead cholera, which it recognizes as being antigenic. The epitopes on there stimulate the immune system, and the immune system makes mucosal immunity to the dead cholera bacteria. This is just absolutely brilliant. I support this completely, 100%. If I was going to a cholera endemic area, I basically wouldn't go without taking oral cholera vaccine first. Probably two doses, probably about 6 weeks apart, depending on the local protocol. So a remarkably good idea. This is working in a completely different way to the mRNA vaccines. Utterly, totally, completely different to the mRNA vaccines. It's giving the antigen. It's not giving the genetic material to get ourselves to make the antigen itself. So I completely, utterly support the use of oral cholera vaccine. Good idea. Now, let's get a report on the situation from Wafafa in Uganda. What he needs and what he doesn't need. So let's go over to Wafafa now. Thank you, Wafafa, as always.
Hello, everyone. Today, I want us to talk about what we really need in Africa at the moment. It's not that we lack COVID-19 vaccines. The actual problem is children are dying from malaria. As you can see, there's a young child here. Children of this size and this one, they die of malaria due to lack of just mosquito nets that can actually prevent them from getting malaria. Children die due to diarrhea because of poor drinking water. So we need to pump for them clean drinking water such that they will not get diarrheas that are caused by different bacteria. They don't die because they lack vaccines, but they die because they lack simple things like mosquito nets. So let's get them mosquito nets. Let's get them clean drinking water, and we shall stop them from dying. Children die due to chest infections. And you know, when you have chest infection, most especially bacterial, as you can hear, someone was coughing there. those chest infections can progress to pneumonia, and pneumonia kills all people, including children. Now, these children also die due to malnutrition. We need to see how they get a balanced diet. We need to make sure that they are sleeping under treated mosquito nets. We also need to make sure that they have antibiotics when they need them. A microscope, such that we can be able to look at the sputum for the chest infections, and we can be able to do a lot of things. So the problem that they are facing now is not vaccines, but those basic things. So let's do them.
So Rafafa's not saying that vaccines don't work or aren't useful, but he is saying that he is in absolutely desperate need to be able to prevent malaria and to treat malaria. He needs mosquito nets. He needs to prevent and treat diarrhea, all very treatable and preventable. He wants clean water rather than COVID vaccines. Not saying COVID vaccines don't work. We can't say that. But he wants diarrhea. He wants clean water. He wants to be able to treat chest infections. He wants to be able to treat pneumonia. He wants to be able to treat malnutrition. He wants antibiotics. He wants to be able to treat wounds with antibiotics and dressings. And we're planning on getting a microscope for diagnostics pretty soon. Now, actually, that particular family there was an extreme need. And the channel was aware about this a few weeks ago, and we sent a small amount of money. And here we are. The mattresses have arrived because they were just sleeping on the floor. So that's a good thing. Hopefully that'll help them get less infections as well. And now these are the mosquito nets, which Rafafa is teaching them how to use. This is absolutely vital. In this area, children die of, it's a type of malaria called falciparum malaria or falciparum malaria. And it's the type of malaria that causes cerebral malaria. So basically people go into a coma and very often simply don't wake up. So we want to be able to prevent that and treat it early if we can. That's what the priority on the ground in Africa is seen to be. But he is worried about malaria, mosinets, diarrhea, clean water, chest infection, pneumonia, malnutrition, antibiotics, wound care dressings, and the need for microscopy. And of course, we could have gone on for much, much longer than that. Needless to say, there will be an opportunity to donate to this project. I was there a couple of months ago working with Rafafa on the ground in Uganda, and I can guarantee the money is getting through. It absolutely is 100%. Well, I think we'll just add a couple of minutes of bonus material. We gave out a food distribution to 50 poor families in the area, and they all turned up because it was Christmas Day, dressed in their Sunday best. So just 1 minute of that, and then we're done. Thank you.